candidates begin filing to run for public office in Haines and Skagway. And the Skagway Borough Assembly moves the date of the Tidelands lease vote and hears concerns about the Gateway Project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A handful of candidates have filed to run for public office in Haines and Skagway. Jerry Lapp and Margaret Friedenauer have filed for three-year seats on the Haines Borough Assembly. Lapp is a former Haines mayor and borough assembly member. He is currently retired but works part-time for Constantine Metal Resources. Friedenauer is a former KHNS news director who now works for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The two Haines Borough Assembly seats opening this fall are currently occupied by Joanne Waterman and Dave Barry Jr. Three Haines School Board seats are also up for election. Those are now held by Sarah Chapel, Tiffany DeWitt, and Mike Wilson. So far, Wilson has filed to run for re-election. He is a retired educator who was appointed, along with DeWitt, to open school board seats last year. In Skagway, incumbent Mark Schaefer and Roger Griffin have filed to run for mayor, a two-year term. Schaefer was elected mayor in 2013, and before that, he served on the assembly. He works for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Griffin is retired from the U.S. Forest Service and runs a marine repair business. Two Skagway Assembly seats held by Steve Burnham Jr. and Gary Hansen are up in the coming election. Burnham filed today for re-election. He has served on the Assembly since 2012, and he works for White Pass. Two school board seats occupied by John Hischer and Stuart Brown are also up for election. Hischer has filed for re-election. Hischer is a licensed clinical social worker at the Dahl Memorial Clinic who has served on the Skagway School Board for 3 years. Skagway's filing period closes August 17th and Haines closes August 20th. The general election is Tuesday, October 6th. The Skagway Borough Assembly last week voted unanimously to push back a public vote on the pending Tidelands lease. They also heard more information about planning for the Gateway Port expansion project. At a meeting in July, Assemblyman Gary Hansen suggested reconsidering the August 25th election date for the Tidelands lease. He said more than a dozen people had told him they thought that date was too soon. But Hansen's proposal failed in a tie vote, with Assembly members Steve Burnham, Dan Henry, and Angela Greaser voting no. In the month since that meeting, Burnham changed his mind.
I spoke with many people throughout the town that, you know, I didn't even mention what the election was about. I just said, did you know there's an election? And they didn't know. And that's more than I needed to know.
Burnham asked for a resolution that would repeal the decision to hold the August 25th special election and instead move the lease vote to the general municipal election on October 6th. Assemblyman Tim Cochran mentioned the town hall meeting held to inform people about the 35-year lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Railroad. Many people at that meeting asked for the election to be pushed back to give the public more time to study the agreement.
And the consensus, I think, from just about everyone was that the perception that it's being hurried, and I don't see any reason. We've been working on this for 7 years. General election, give people time to breathe, and this is the busiest time of the year, so I'm all for putting it off a few more weeks for a general election.
Henry, one of the three who voted in July against rescheduling the election, had also changed his mind. He said he thought it was a good idea to have an election with a singular focus on the Tidelands lease, but
the bigger reason that I would agree with moving it to October 6th is the amount of disinformation and, geez, I don't want to call them lies, but I don't know what you call them when you don't tell the truth. Misrepresentation, I guess, would be one way. So for those things to be corrected, dispelled, dealt with, I suppose the additional time is important.
In contrast to last month's tie vote, the Assembly voted unanimously to cancel the special election and put the Tidelands vote on the October ballot. So, at the October election, Skagway voters will not only elect a mayor, two Assembly members, and two school board members, but they will also decide whether to ratify the Tidelands lease. That also means engineers on the Gateway project will have to wait a while longer before they know whether work contingent on the Tidelands lease will be able to happen. The goal of the project is to clean up legacy contamination in the ore basin and replace and enhance existing dock structures. Negotiations on the new lease started because the town needs access to some of the Tidelands White Pass controls to move forward with the Gateway project. Project manager Chad Gubala was at last week's assembly meeting to talk about the 35% design from KPFF engineers that was released last month. Gubala says the project is in good shape, but he does have one major concern. It centers around the ore terminal owner, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA.
The challenging part to us has actually been interacting with the owner and operators of the ore terminal. The ore terminal has still pending four notice of violations from ADEC and one notice of contamination. Part of our project is to spend close to $4 million to mitigate the harbor, and the ore terminal is still discharging contaminants into the harbor, or allegedly. So we're trying to actually get that fixed.
Gubala says it's been 6 months since the State Department of Environment Conservation cited ADA for environmental violations. He says ADA has taken action to address the violations, but they have not produced a plan that's acceptable to the state DEC and the municipality. Gubala says Skagway is working with the state DEC to make sure ADA properly addresses the violations. He says one way or another, mitigation work planned as part of the Gateway project will still go forward. Pedestrian signs were recently placed on Skagway's State Street with the goal of improving safety on a road busy with vehicles and people. That comes a few months after more than 100 Skagway residents signed a petition asking for a crosswalk on State and 6th. KHNS's Greta Mart has more.
The decision to paint a crosswalk is up to the Alaska Department of Transportation because the state owns State Street. They'll get a sense of the traffic at that intersection soon. DOT staff fanned out across southeast Alaska last week, laying down slender black lines across state roads, large and small. Called pneumatic road tubes, they measure the speed and number of vehicles that drive on each road each day. In Skagway, along with measuring car traffic, DOT staff also counted pedestrians.
We actually just had a person with the department up there last week monitoring pedestrian activity, and we'll use that information incorporated into the design for the new project for State Street.
DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says work on a resurfacing and reconstruction project planned for State Street won't likely begin until 2017. And until then, it's unlikely the department will install new pedestrian crosswalks along the busy thoroughfare.
The department has heard the community's concerns, and we're definitely evaluating those concerns as part of this project. And if a crosswalk is warranted in one or more areas along State Street, we'll incorporate that into the new design.
This spring, Skagway resident Cheryl Barger began a campaign for the installation of a crosswalk at the intersection of State and 6th Streets. She wants to make it safer for people, including her sister, who has a disability, to cross in front of their house. In April, 139 residents signed Barger's petition supporting the crosswalk, and Barger sent it to DOT officials.
They had some reluctance to that, so she asked the municipality to assist, and we did. We asked the state what they could do about it and advocated for a crosswalk.
Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer described the scene at the busy intersection on a recent Friday.
So far what we see is they've put in a couple of, and we can see them both, but we can't read them from here, put in a couple pictorial signs on people crossing.
Four yellow diamond-shaped signs now stand along the roadway. The Skagway Traditional Council paid for the signs, with money set aside for transportation-related costs for the community. Council Administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher says the council was happy to help improve pedestrian safety. DOT workers installed the signs recently. Woodrow says when it comes to pedestrian safety, crosswalks aren't always the best solution.
Sometimes it's actually safer for a pedestrian to not have a marked crosswalk and to do the appropriate steps that we all learned in grade school, which is stop, look both directions, and proceed if safe. Sometimes when there is a marked crosswalk, pedestrians feel that they just have a sense of security and they can just walk into the street without having to obey by those rules.
Mayor Schaefer continues to support the crosswalk request. He says congestion has gotten worse in recent years, and he thinks crosswalks might help the community be safer. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Greta Mart.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.